woman shir shar shar Cheshbon HaNefesh Chavav El Sunday afternoon Chavav El. So we're learning Shar Chavav El, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh is a very interesting Shar. On one hand it's avoda in terms of the ladder of avodas, items to do in our avodas Hashem, according to the Chayos Avodos. So in terms of the avoda is Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, to think about things, and really that's what we ask, is just more turning, because people nowadays, this is really the Nesayon of Al-Dor. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Whether we give it a label or we don't give it a label, or we blame it on the internet or we don't blame it on the internet. What was the name of that book I recommended? I forgot. What was the name of the book about how the internet damages your mind? I mean, the idea of the clicking and the quick images, where you read something and overload of information, as right away images changing, and no eon, no thinking. And it's reflected in politics, because if anybody would stop and think, they would just throw everybody out of here. And it's reflected in economics, it's reflected in so many areas of life that people just have stopped thinking. And Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, the avoda of Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, is the dafka to think. It's telling us our avoda Hashem is not, it's late in the sefer, it's not like the first one, but it's telling us that our avoda Hashem is not complete. It's really the theme of the whole sefer, but the specific point of Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh is that it's not enough to be thrown. It's not nearly enough to be thrown. A Jew has to be full of thoughts and ideas, and these are the things, and he will mention things that have to be thought about. It's the Cheshbon HaNefesh means thinking about our obligation. This is what it means. This is how he defines what he's talking about. It's not the Cheshbon HaNefesh of the time. At the end of the day, it's similar to it, but it's not that. It's not making the cheshbon of your nefesh. I would more quickly translate it as thinking with your nefesh about Hashem. Cheshbon HaNefesh, thinking with your nefesh about Hashem. And the Shar's avoda is about our obligation to think about our obligations to Hashem, how we should be acting, how, not by opening a Shulchan Aruch and looking at what you should be doing. That's at the end. That's what you got to do when you finally say, okay. But he wants us to think about Hashem. He wants us to think about us, about how we think of Hashem. What do we think about Hashem? Realizing that Hashem does A, B, C, D. Realizing how we are acting and how we should be acting. And if I really believe that this is true, so then how would I act? If I really believe that XYZ is true about Hashem, do my actions make sense if I'm truly a ma'amin? And so thinking about Olam Haba, thinking about Hashem, this is all, when are you supposed to do this? Well, actually, I said this before, and Maybe, instead of listening to an MP3, to a shear while you're washing dishes, or doing housework, and it's great, but it has a downside. Because if we don't, sometimes we just listen, and then, and there's such millions of shearim that you can download now. And sometimes it's good to think. Don't listen to music, don't listen to a shear even. Well, listen to a shear, instead of listening to a shear every day, because Lavodos would want you to listen to a shir one day and think about it the next day. Like skip one. Shir think. Really, shir think. what do I think about that? Do I really believe that? Do I
feel comfortable with that? Am I internalizing that? What does that obligate me to do? What does that say to me? What does it mean? And he's not talking about MP3's Europe, right? He's talking about, well, he's talking about thinking about Hashem, which makes us cringe. But he will tell you, and he will give us 30 things to think about. And I mentioned 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, that it's phenomenal that everything he says to think about, he portrays an example in our everyday life, in our own lives, in our own reactions, in our own relationships. So we can almost relate to what he's talking about. He says, look, this is how you act in business. So, quite well, Hashem. This is how you act in your friendships, and this is how you act in your marriages, and this is how you act with your children, and this is how you expect your children to act towards you. Everything. That's a side note. That's not the inherent or embedded in what the Shaar is about. This is like a parenthetical point. It's very interesting and fascinating how he does that. In Parak Gimel, where he goes through 30 things to think about. But the Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh is to think. And to think about things, as I said, it's not enough to be firm, to be full of ideas. And what you're going to end up doing is realizing your obligations to Hashem. That's where the thoughts are going to lead you. And that's why in the Hakdamah to the Shaar, he quotes the Pasuk of David HaMelech, Chishavti Derachai, I thought about my actions, my paths, and that's the end result. What the Shaar ends up being is a review of the whole Sefer. Because when he tells you what to think about, he essentially reviews the entire Sefer. As if he reviews it. Because he says, think about this. And he Bekitzer says, there's three things there from Shaar Eichud. And this is not exact numbers of it. Four things from Shaar Bechina, and four things from Shaar Vodas Alokim, and three things from Shaar Bitachon, and two things from Shaar Yichon HaMaisa, and one thing from Shaar Kaniya, and another thing from Shaar HaTeshuva. If someone wants to review, or wants to know the themes of the Sefer Chodesh Halvavos, he should really, there's a shortcut. And for you, we have some shortcuts. Is Perek Gimel to go through the 30 things he says to think about. They're essentially a review of the Sefer. But that's not what the Shaar is. The Shaar is not Shaar of our review. The Shaar is the Avoda of the Shaar is to think. And it's like really, I'm sorry, like, it's funny because it's, we're in a door where people want to do anything but that. That's to say a truth, whether it's in school, or ourselves, or, as I say, reflected in the culture, it's imagery, quick changing, don't reflect, don't think of what you're doing makes sense or not. Look at the politics in Medina Israel. I'm not talking about Eretz Israel, I'm talking about Medina Israel. Look at America, look at the whole world. No one's thinking, but we also don't think. We don't think because we don't think about what we're doing. We don't think about what do we think about Hashem. What do we think about Shabbos? What do we think about? It's so we give it a label. Doesn't help to give it a label. Okay, so that's basically the Hakdamah to the Shaar, just to go over. Now. And Perek Aleph defines it more clearly. I'm not going to go over the words of Perek Aleph. He defines that thinking about these things, thinking about Torah, thinking about how you're acting. And the kids are thinking about things that will make you realize, to sum up how to think about things and what things to think about, really I should say it, to think about things that will make you realize what your obligations to Hashem is. And at the end of Perek Aleph, he brings down a few psukim. Yodata hayom v'ashevosa l'ovecha, ki Hashem hu hu ha'okim. That's certainly not only the Yodata, but v'ashevosa l'ovecha, which simple meaning would be to internalize and to make it part of who you are.
what you stand for, what you part of, like being married, let's say. It's, you know, you might not think about it all the time, but your whole life, everything you do is now within that context. So a Jew, everything that a Jew does has to be within the context that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world that expects certain things of him or her. And everything we do, it means everything I do is within that context, within that framework. So you have to think about that. That's how you look, by the way. Thinking about that there's a creator, there's a Borei Olam, and he cares about what we do, etc., etc., etc. And I don't know, in most printings of the Chayyim HaLodos, the point is that the Pasuk then says, V'shamarta es chukka v'yas mitzvah so. But that's the point of thinking about these things, is to find out what our obligations to him are. And then he brings on other psukim, Perek Aleph, I won't go through the psukim. Very harsh words from the Navi, Altiu Kesus, Kefered Eichoven, don't be like an animal that doesn't think, that doesn't understand. Omar Lo Zochru Es Yodo, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, how the door that went out of Mitzrayim, think, when they did certain things, they didn't think about Yitzhiyos Mitzrayim. Cut off, right? Cognitive dissonance, they just cut off. And then he brings that Zachariah Mo Solom, he wants you to think about history. Zachariah Mo Solom, Zachariah Yomim Mikedem. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. So that's in Perek Aleph. And Perek Beis, I'm going to start learning the text of Perek Beis. So Perek Aleph, the Shahr, there's an introduction. The first Perek gave a basic gave a definition for what he means by Hedge and Hanetash. Perek Beis is fascinating. Will everybody have the same thoughts? So people, particularly people say, well, Judaism, people on the outside think it's a little robotic, everybody is doing the same things, not really serving Hashem with our hearts because everybody is marching to the same drummer. But it's very much not true. In Chovos HaLevavos, it's certainly not true. And now he's saying, Avolim Cheshman, now he says a fascinating thought, like everybody's life is different, and therefore everybody's Cheshman HaNefesh is different, and he explains why. Avolim Cheshman Kol B'nei Olam Shove Olo, as to the question, which he said in the Hakdamah, he said, Perek Beis will be talking about if everybody's equal, and this, if everybody has to think the same thoughts, what is everybody thinking about? No mar ki atshuvu b'zeh ki shehishtaglus b'nei odom b'inyonei torosom ba'olomom. Shehishtaglus, it means they're thinking, they're having this in mind, what they're supposed to be doing. B'inyonei torosom, if they're fulfilling their obligations to Hashem, ba'olomom, if they're living properly. So first of all, tishalef. The first difference is, he says, certainly not. So the first difference is how much a person understands, how much a person is capable of understanding, how much a person is perceptive, right? A person wants to thank Hashem for water, so you do it on one level, but you don't really understand the amazing chemical of the chemistry or physics, chidushim in water. But you just know that it quenches your thirst, and that's amazing. It's a liquid, and it's pretty much ready, very available. And so you thank Hashem, you say, but if you're able to think deeper, you recognize Chachmas Hashem on a deeper level, because you know it keeps to low, and then you understand it, it's clean, you drink it. And if you look at a flower, or a sunset. So on one level of understanding, you just, wow, that's really, really pretty. But someone who's more artistic,
artistic, more artistic bent, and more nose flora. So they're all like, wow, this is different than the other one, even though it looks the same, and it has this purpose in the Brio because it attracts this kind of bee. Right? So everything, the thinking will be determined by how intelligent you are, how insightful you are, how analytical you are, how creative you are. The hischalfus hakarosov, their awareness, the sichlov, the zakus, havanosov, and their clarity. Right? Everybody is different. So that's the first difference. So everything that you think about will be different because people's minds are different. But now he takes it further. He says, each person, the tsuda lapsho v'napsho has to think about this is the overarching thought. And we know that already. We've learned enough Tevis HaLavos to know he's not going to let off on this thing. Our overarching thought is thank you, Hashem. Gratitude that Hashem enables me to everything. To breathe and to talk and to eat and to drink and to go to the bathroom and to have thoughts and to move my muscles and to see and to see colors and to have flavors and to digest food. Everything that we learned to share out of Kina and so much more that was not elaborated upon Shara Mechina. That's your basic thought. She says, so everybody's going to think based on their Hakara of Todas Hashem, the way I really just described it, the flower of the water. But what you're thinking about is, how do I thank Hashem? My obligation, which according to the Chavis HaLodos, is my response to, it's impossible to stress this enough, it's his Kiddush, and it's his Mahalach in life. Is that it's all one big thank you. And I'm doing Hashem's will, what he tells me to do, because it's my way. He says, this is your way if you want to express gratitude. This is how you express gratitude. But compared to what Hashem did for us, it's the equivalent of a person that just saved your life asking you for a glass of water. And the kicker is, that when you give the person a glass of water, because that's your way of saying thank you for saving your life, the person's then going to give you $1 million for that glass of water, which you totally didn't expect. Like, it's an offer. Wait a second, we got this mixed up. I'm thanking you because you already saved my life. So Hashem created us, and so all I want from you is to listen to me, and you want a good life, a pleasant life, an honest life, a sincere life, a fulfilling life. You want to my wife. But guess what? There's a pot of gold at the end. I'm giving you Gan Eden. You're saying thank you. The system is I'm saying thank you. Because as we explained in the Shara of Odes Elokim, that's the most sublimely beautiful way that it's Pnimi. It's me. I want to serve Hashem. No one's imposing their will. This is the beauty of the Chesed of us. I want to serve Hashem because He wired us, that, and we all have experiences in life. I'm repeating myself. We're wired that if we can't thank someone for doing something for us, we feel unfulfilled. We feel ungrateful. We feel like not menschlich. Like the most basic level of nicht menschlichkeit, of not menschlichkeit, is not sticking your leg out when someone's walking by and tripping them up. And that's pretty bad. The most not menschlich thing is to acknowledge when someone does something for you, not to be mock your toes. That is like the point of the Chesed of Avos. And so Hashem wired us. Obviously, Hashem wired us. So that's how He wired us. Why? Because that's how the system works. Now I want to serve Hashem. If I think about what He has done for me, and the irony, I don't know what the word is, irony, like the shocker, is that He then rewards me immensely for doing that.
Now, how do I thank him for that?
We're always behind the eight ball. Because he created us. So, thank you for creating me, and then I get a reward for saying thank you. So how do I thank him for that reward? Friend, I'm always behind. It's always a treadmill, but I'm always behind. So he says everybody's going to be different because everyone will understand. Some people will be able to think about how Hashem created them and how Hashem had put friends into their lives. And how everybody is going to be, or I said, the water and the flower. People want different levels of appreciation. Some people will be able to think about their screens. Unfortunately, we don't think about these things till we get sick or till someone dear to us gets sick. And all of a sudden we say, oh my goodness, like that little obituary line. Like, wow, it works. And 95, 98%, 99% of the people, it works. That's amazing. Look what happens when it doesn't work. Oh my goodness, look what happens when it doesn't work. It's so scary. Hakololos means what kolol mankind, the fact that we have oxygen, and the fact that we have gravity, and the fact that we have sunlight, and the fact that we have colors, etc. Bahama Yuchados, and then you have to think about your life. You have to think about your life. You have to realize, I told you the story about Rabbi Meir Levine. It's something in our time, an amazing book. They reprinted it. And normally I don't buy reprintings. I mean, I don't know what he said, with new material. I have to hit the three pictures. I have to spend $25 to hit the three pictures. But I bought it because I'm fascinated by man. And they gave it a lot of material, but in the beginning, this is like worth 10 times the price of the book, save for the book. He wrote a biography for his children. And I did the same thing. After I read that, I did the same thing. He wrote an autobiography because he says every person has to get over to his children how Hashem, what Hashem did for him in his life. And how do I get to here? And you're my children. Do you know how I started off life? I started off as some helpless 4-year-old in Europe who left home and was alone. And he writes his autobiography to his grandkids' children. And they reprint it. And it's just, you see, and you see his chesed Hashem everywhere in his life. This happened, and then he had downs also. And it wasn't up. It was he had this problem and that problem. He emerged from all his problems, and he wants his children to know that. I did it when I sat down for a long time, and I wrote down the events of my life. And last Pesach, I had all my children there because the ones from America came, and I banished the grandchildren. Everybody had to get babysitters. And I talked for an hour and a half. I talked about my life. And I said, wow, how I met him up. And it's such a rewarding experience because I met friends along the way who were good. And I met friends who were bad. And I'm like, Hashem maneuvered, and Eretz Yisrael was like, cool. We always wanted to move here, but we never planned on moving here. And like, how did that happen? Anyway, it was a very worthwhile experience. But that's what the Chaim HaLevi is saying. Hakolos v'hamiyuchados. This is going to be repeated in Paragim. His point here is that everyone's different because everyone had different experiences in life, and everyone understands things differently. Right? Some people, a scientist. Is going to look at at the physical world. Going to look at the stars. I'm not a scientist. Someone that understands what a flower. Look at a flower and sees. So, Kamoshamar Akosim. It's a Mefarish Apostle. Like you think it's a Chiddush? Listen to this pasuk. If we read Chumash, we say this pasuk. And the Chaim HaLevi is teaching us how to understand this pasuk. I've read this pasuk 150 times in my life, 200 times, and I never understood that it's giving me the message that the Chaim HaLevi says it's giving me. Look what it is. The Yadatam Hayom Moshe Rabbeinu told to Bnei Yisrael,
Ki lo es b'neichem, asher lo yodu, asher lo ro, es musar Hashem alokeichem. I'm not talking and urging you to serve Hashem. I'm not talking to your children who heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim, who heard about the Mon, who heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. El ki neichem, horoos, es ma maise Hashem ha-gado. Anyway, it's cut so short that all he brings it down here. Devorim Yud Aleph. Pasuk Beis to Zayin. V'yidakam Hayom, ki lo es b'neichem asher lo yodo v'asher lo ro, etc. Es yodo hachazoko, zorna tuya, ososov, masov, what he did to Paro in Mitzrayim, what he did for you in the Midbar, what he did to Dosan and Aviron, what happened to Korach. Ki einechem o ro, says, kol maisei Hashem, hagodol asher osov. It says, "Ushmar them as kol hamitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom." I read that passage 200 times. So I thought, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, okay, it's a good point. I'm not talking to your children who heard about it. I'm talking to you who saw it, who experienced it, who saw it, who experienced it. And this is so classic. It's beautiful. He says, "You are more obligated than your children are." Because you experienced Hashem's Tova, and that's more than your children who only heard about it. You experienced Yitzias Mitzrayim. You experienced Kriyas Yamsuf. You experienced the Mon. You have a greater obligation. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. Your obligation is the most intense of any other generation, because you are most intensely the beneficiaries of Hashem's chesed. Now this is Proteus. Claudius, every person is the same. Every person was created and exists. He's going to talk about that. Nobody. I shouldn't say that. Chesed, you're wonderful. But how many people think about thanking Hashem because they exist? We talked about in Shara Bechina thanking Hashem that you have a nose. And we all giggle. But how many people thank Hashem that they exist? Think about existing, right? Mm-hmm. We think we're Mukher Chametzius, because you know, we're in. No. And Hashem made us out of inorganic matter. A miracle. And then, by the way, He made us out of the same material that He made an animal out of. And He made us out of the same material than a tree. We're not, you know, you break us down into the carbon, into the. I don't even know what I should know. But it's not different than a tree. Right? It's just a different mix. Different mix. Could have been a tree. Could have been a rock. Could have been an island. Okay. Listen how he's learning from the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, you people are more obligated than anyone else because you experience these things. So you're more obligated. That's what the Chazal is saying. That they shall tever isav also be'enecha. Meaning you experienced it. And again, this is the protistic Tova. This is thinking about your life. Right? So we have to be Makir Tova. Zechariah Solon says, first is the Claudius. I have to thank Hashem that I can breathe, eat, digest food, see, smell, walk, think, etc. Then we have a little less Claudius, but still Claudius. We have to think. We have to thank Hashem. It's Mitzrayim, but it's not as intense as the people that experienced it. Till and then you keep it. Zechariah goes along, and as we learned, Shara Mechino, although he went over it very, very quickly, we have to thank Hashem for history. We have to thank Hashem for what happened to the Jewish people. What happened to us? We're the Jewish people. How the Jewish people survived. We have to thank Hashem for that. But it's still, and then you get to your own life. But he's saying, getting back to this pasuk, he's saying, and you experience the greatest of tovos. You are more obligated than that. So I'm talking to you. Now again, his point in this parak isn't going to be repeated. Hang in there.
But his point in this parak, it's going to be repeated because these are the first two, three things you have to think about when he lists 30 things. The point of the parak here is that everyone's different. Right? The first parak defined cheshbon ha-nefesh. The second parak says everybody's different because everyone has different intelligence, different clarity of what they think about, different analytical powers. So when you're thinking about Hashem and you're thinking about your obligations, everybody's going to be different. Hashem doesn't want you to think what that one thinks about. Don't look at the other one. You think about what you are capable of thinking of. That's the point of the parak. He's just bringing out the point by bringing down this pasuk, and almost agav, we gain a tremendous benefit that he's telling us pshat the pasuk. We never would have thought of it on our own. But that's Moshe Rabbeinu's point. So we will say the same by other people. Our obligations, Yischalek, will be different. What do you mean our obligations are different? So in Shara, he explains this. He says, what do you think? B'nei Noach, right, the mitzvahs that encompass all of mankind, they are a thank you to what encompasses all of mankind. Oxygen, gravity, seeing, sleeping, digesting food, thinking, walking, talking. Right? Then, why the Jewish people have more obligations? We have the Torah, we have 613 mitzvahs. Because we've been out of Mitzrayim. Hashem showed us special favor and special care, and established a special relationship with us, so we have a special thank you. That's called the Torah. Then we get to, he talks about Shabbos and Elokim, he talks about Kohanim, and then he says, you know something? So, every person, when they experience and they feel they're experiencing a special bestowal of Torah from Hashem, has to up their Avodas Hashem. And that's logical from the way the Chavis Alvavus views the whole Bria, the whole universe. So I don't dip below the level, even if I'm poor, and I have no, let's say I feel Hashem has done nothing to me. People have miserable lives, let's say, and there are people with tackle very difficult lives, they have different misyonos. Then I do, then most of us do, but let's say they would want to think, I have nothing but to thank Hashem for. So what would the Chai Devorah's answer with? You have to be like B'nai Noach at least, because you are eating and sleeping and breathing and talking. You're Jewish, which means you went out of Mitzrayim and you got a Torah, and Hashem has made you a special people, Hashem has a special relationship with you, so you're Jewish, so that's it. You're already at the basic minimum. So you don't want to learn an extra half hour a day because Hashem gave you a healthy child, because you're too angry that he's not giving you parnasa. So I'm not saying okay, it's not for me to say okay, I'm not Hashem's accountant. But we'll never dip, I'm just explaining the system of what the terms of all this, we'll never dip below the minimum, Torah, because we're Jews and we experience the Yom Kippur and all those things that made the obligation of Torah. Then he says, but we don't stop there. Right? Just like Kohanim have special obligations because Hashem gave them a special kedusha and a special relationship. So every single person in their own lives has to respond, is really, I'm afraid to say has to, really supposed to, and has to, really, and is supposed to respond. Wow, Hashem let me live in Eretz Yisrael. What am I doing above the normal obligation of a Jew because Hashem allowed me to live in Eretz Yisrael? Wow, I never thought about that. Wow. I should be doing something special. Well, because of all this, I have to say thank you for that. And that's above and beyond. Not everybody lives in Eretz Yisrael. Look. Wow. And people try to move in and not able to. And I have to work it out. Hey, place to live. My children got accepted into a school finally. Thank you, Hashem. You know, you have to do a little more. The problem is this is the theme of the Sefer. If it sounds like I'm repeating Shara HaBechino and Shara HaBodes HaMakim, yeah, I am. But it can't be repeated enough, because we don't think that way. As the Chag HaBodes of Shara HaBechino, we remember the problems. We are, then we blame Hashem. We blame Hashem for our problems. And everybody has problems, because that's life. But I don't mean that's life, it's an accident, that's a shame. That's life means that, as Mitzil Sasharim says, everybody has their life, because everybody has their different misyonos to overcome. Sometimes, I don't know if I'm right, I'm admitting that to you, but sometimes, you know, unfortunately, many families have a child that didn't turn out the way they would have liked. It's a magefa. It's not. I say it's a magefa, and it's not. People shouldn't feel it's their fault. What did we do wrong? Well, maybe you did do something wrong, but most likely you didn't. Your other kids are okay. So what do you tell the other kids? That this is like a big issue. I'm not throwing Adam and out of the house, or far out of the house, because blah, 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 blah. That's another discussion. So what do I tell the other kids? So I say, and I don't know if I'm right, I'm admitting it, but I say, he or she has nisyonos that we don't have. Everybody has their own set of nisyonos, and you can't really compare. So they have a nisyon that he has a nisyon that he didn't withstand. And you're lucky that you don't have that nisyon. That's what I think we should say. People have nisyonos. That's what you have to present. I said that once, really, to I'm only saying it because it's true, and we have to understand it. Sometimes I went to Menachem the father who was a child committed suicide, and he told me months afterwards, he was on the phone, I think he was in America, he told me afterwards, and I'm not saying it to boast, of course, I'm saying it because he heard it, and it was an achama to him. I said, your son had nisyonos that other people don't have. He had demons that we don't have. I'm like, thank you, Hashem, I don't have those demons. And my life didn't work out that I should have those demons. And I can't say that if I had his demons, I would have turned out better. So that's not to say that what he's doing is good or correct. That's why you speak to your children. I said, it's not correct, but when you talk about being judgmental, so you say, he has the shyness other people don't have. So that's, everybody's different, and everybody has different things that happen to them. And everybody has, Chagalodis is talking, I don't know why I got the downer. Chagalodis is talking positively, optimistically. He's talking about people have different tobos from Hashem, and therefore have different obligations. But this is what he says, everybody has to think differently, because everyone has different lives, and everyone has different events happen to them. So first of all, you're going to think differently than the other person because your brain is different. And second of all, you're going to think differently because you have different things to think about. And some people, and everybody has different events that make them different totals. This person has been also the rabbi, or at least adequately. And this person said, hey, I'm they will put there as well, if I'm in a problem, or this one has children, or nachas. Everyone has different things that they experience. So therefore everybody has to respond, has to think about those things and say, how am I thanking Hashem for those things? And remember, again, sorry, this might be the point of this paragraph. I'm sorry, it's just so important. Remember, being from is the minimum. That's thanking Hashem for Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Hashem told me to be supposed to be Sodom when he took us to Har Sinai and he gave us the Torah. And I'm Jewish, and I was born Jewish, or I decided to become Jewish, it doesn't matter. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm Jewish, so that's really the Tariyat Mitzvahs. Anything after that, according to Chavis HaLovus, notes, so what are you doing? How are you thanking Hashem for the fact that your car didn't break this month? Months you had to have two cars. One to be by a mechanic, one to be by my house. Okay. V'chein nomer v'sher b'nei yodem, k'imash ha'chayot bo yishalef, will change, to be yishalfus ha'kaloso, the difference in their awareness, yishalfus ha'todos oleh. While ha'maimen, it's up to the person that believes in Hashem, lachsho v'nachsho, b'meshi hu chayel elokim, what he or she are obligated to thank Hashem, yishalef, because of, in exchange for the todos that Hashem has, to express gratitude, to say thank you. Be a doctor, the dover, betachlus yichol, though he should think about it, and everybody is going to think differently as much as he's able to. The asagos of the menu, umashiyagia all of the maser. Okay, what are you going to therefore do? Yishtadol bo v'yitvach. He will try to do it. Now the Chavis HaLovus, please stay for this. Chavis HaLovus says an unbelievable chiddush. It's like mind-boggling. He says, and what you can't do, you should develop the rutzel to do it. I wish I had $1 million and I could give tzedakah. I wish I could build every yeshiva a beautiful building. I wish I could support every kollel in Eretz Yisrael. You should want, and you will get schar for wanting, says the Chavis HaLovus. It's an amazing chiddush. It's an amazing, he says, don't ignore that. Just because you can't do something doesn't exempt you from wanting to do it. And develop that, and that's beautiful, and you'll get schar for that. Hashem, you have to be sincere, should go without saying, here's a person that wants to support every kollel in Eretz Yisrael. He can't, because he doesn't have the money. So he's an onus. So I'll give him schar, as if he supported every kollel in Eretz Yisrael. But my friends, it's not that simple. Right? It has to be real. Right? And Hashem is Yodea and Shabbos, and he knows our kishkis. Right? I wish I could build the Beis HaMikdosh. So Hashem knows if that's true or not. And it's not a simple thing. It's not something you just say. But if you could reach that, if you like, and that means, I don't know if I do. Because it means I'm going to cry, because I can't. It means I'm going to do whatever I can. If it says in the Gemara that there's a brick in the wall in the face, I think there's something to do that. It means I'm going, I don't know what it means. But if Hashem sees I'm sincere, Hashem gives me schar. It's not surprising because our vote is in the lathe. Listen to what he says. It's so beautiful and it's such a. I want to say thank you, Hashem. I can't, like, I'm giving as much stock as I can. That's it. I'm learning, a man says, I'm learning as much as I can. I don't have another minute. I really don't, right? I got my obligations at work, I have my obligations at home. I have my obligations to my kids, I have my obligations to my spouse, I have my obligations to the shul. I'm learning, I can't, I spoke, even if I'm literally said I can't. And that's like, whoa. But I want to. So the Chavis HaLovus, you should work. You don't go home and say, whoopee, I can't learn another minute. Whoopee, I can't do another act of chesed, I'm too busy. Whoopee, I can't get more stalker. Baruch Hashem, I'm free from stalker. He says, no, this is such an important yisod, right? You don't walk away satisfied or happy. You still have work to do. Because I have to thank Hashem more than what I do. How do I thank Hashem? Oh, I want to, and you develop that. I want to thank Hashem by learning another hour a day. I can't, but I really want to. Says the Chavis HaLovus,
Umashalo yuchal la'asigo b'maisa, what you can't do, yasigeyu b'yadiyah.
If you really want to build the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to figure out how to. Right? It means you're going to learn the Seches Midos, and you're going to learn masonry and carpentry. Because you really, you want to do it. B'yasavehu. And in your gut, you have to desire it. You have to develop a taiva. A taiva. I really want to. Gmoish Amar, Dovid, Olav, Vashalom. If you say Tehillim, I never really possibly meant that. Achalai means my desires. My desire, yukonu derachai. They will direct my path. My desires. Achalai means, right, al ken yochil lo, I'll have the desire. Lishmor chukecha. But Omar, it's amazing when he sees in this pasuk. Hanechamodim mizov umipazrov, umsukiv izvaz benoifes suvim, that's Torah and mitzvahs. It's like gold, expensive gold, fine gold, and honey. So what is saying, I want it. Ooh, do I want that? That's what he sees in the pasuk. I want that. You see the 7-layer cake in the window of the Brooklyn Bake Shop. Big sign, we started making 7-layer cake again. Only a couple of showers. And you say, oh, I want that. Like a kid with a toy, right? You see the toy in the window. That's what Chazal is saying this pasuk means. That Torah and mitzvahs are nechamodim, mizol, mipazrov, and you have to look in the window like a kid and say, oh, mommy, I want that. Va'abore yudimeil l'schus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be dying with a kafschus if he sees it's real, that you really can't. And it means you're awaiting the time when you could. You'll have enough money to give more stock up. You'll have enough know-how to build the Beis HaMikdash. You'll have enough know-how to build a beautiful building for the shul. The yuchav and the shalim, and then you'll be able to repay your chov of thank you to Hashem. Mashi, you're talking about me'achovos yisborach. Don't be satisfied with your excuses. Good excuses. True excuses. You can't. So don't. I'm going to. Right? Like the people we will be in college, the people who face a shame, they didn't say, okay, I'm Tomei. So I don't have to bother bringing the Pesach. They went to Moshe, and they banged on the table, and they said, Lomani Gara. Well, we want to bring a Pesach too. We demand it. Oh, so Hashem figured it out for them how they could. According to the Droshus Haran, Avraham Avinu did not have to do the Akedah. The Droshus Haran says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'd like you to do the Akedah Yitzchak. But I understand, you don't have to. I'm not obligating you to. And it's my will that you should, but you're not obligated. Because I said, Yitzchak Ricardo Chazera, Rosh Hashanah, famous Rosh Hashanah, that's his sheep. And that was the Messiah, because he didn't have to do it. He could have said, I'm put. Hashem didn't say it. Hashem said, the fair is, I will not be punished if I don't do it. But he wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's another Nekuda, wanting to do the Ratzon Hashem. But the point would be that, you know, he had the best excuse in the world. The Ramban says, "Vayevakat say Allah, vayakom vayelachel makom asher malo okin." So the Ramban Chumash, well, let him chop wood here and schlep it with him. Let him chop wood when he gets there. Right. So the Ramban says he was afraid he wouldn't find wood where he goes. Now we would go, and if we don't find wood there, we say, "Whoopee, no wood, no wood, no akeda." I said, "Doesn't want me to do the akeda. Look, no wood." Okay. Avraham, by Olo, where he had wood, and he slept it with him the whole way to make sure that he has wood. He wasn't looking for an excuse out, but he was looking for an excuse to do it. He was looking for a way to do it. So Al Yarchev Al Atzma Maslow's bow, don't be heavy with the excuses, even if they're good excuses. The Yazalzel bow, it'll say, yeah, it's not a gale, like, I don't have to think about this. So they didn't have to think about it. So I don't think about getting stuck up. I can't. I'm free. Horrifying word. He says you're going to have to answer for that. Why were you so thrilled that you were caught? I know you were caught. You couldn't do it. But like you were happy. You were satisfied. But you, don't you understand, ladies? This is the little thing of so because it's all thank you. So you want to thank Hashem. So I have so much to thank Hashem for. I feel I'm not doing enough. Hashem gave me so much more. That what am I doing? I'm, again, Torah and mitzvahs, the minimum. You're thanking Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim and for Matan Torah, and for Shabbos, for the gift of Shabbos, and for Yos Yam Suf, and Israel. This is for the nation. But oh my goodness, like I have my whole autobiography to thank Hashem. So that's where my personal. So what do? You increase your Avodas Hashem. Now increase your Avodas Hashem, you know, it's hard. Because you say, oh man, my day's pretty full just because it's like I'm burning mitzvahs. Right? But it doesn't have to be another hour of learning. If I could talk to men, I'd say it doesn't have to be another hour of learning. It could be that the half hour you're learning, don't interrupt it three times with separate phone calls and schmoozing and learning what's up. That half hour. That's also increasing the Avodas Hashem. Giving tzedakah with a smile instead of with a frown. See, how can I increase my giving tzedakah? The way you're supposed to give it with a smile, give it with an encouraging word if you're facing God in yourself. Don't feel bad, which according to the Ramban is a lot. Don't feel bad that your bank account is lower. Because according to the Ramban, you're over a lot. Because that's like basic stuff, that's not even extra. I told him an extra, but according to Ramban, you know it's not even extra. Feeling bad that your bank account is lower is a lot, according to Ramban. But Yero Lavav for the Sitkalo means don't feel bad that you have $10 left in less in the account. And by the way, Ramban says the reason you shouldn't feel bad is because you don't really have $10 less in the account. He doesn't say, because you're chayiv to do it. He says, you know, he said, what do you mean I don't? Hey, Hashem, do my bank statement with me? He says, you know, you're supposed to get money to begin with, and you'll get it back if you're supposed to get it back, and don't worry about it. It's, the whole thing is false, he says. Okay, but I'm digressing. The point is, this is a tremendous chiddush, and I leave you with this unbelievable chiddush that if you can't do something, it's an avodas Hashem to want to do it. Look at all these ladies that want to come to this year. They just couldn't make it. Okay, so the next year, Mitzvah Hashem will be...